Seek and Destroy by Alan McDermott. Performed by Angela Daw. The thermometer on the wall said the outside temperature was 87 Fahrenheit, but to Farouk Nasser, it felt like a delicious 65 degrees. Three air conditioners hummed in chorus as they battled the Hyderabad heat, and being the best that money could buy, they were doing a sterling job. The houseboy knocked on the door and entered, carrying a tray bearing a teapot and cup. He put it down on the desk and left without a word. Farouk poured himself a cup and sat back from his computer, one of three he'd splurged on after getting his share of the money he'd helped to steal from the ESO. $8 million went a long way in India. At times, he wasn't sure that Hyderabad had been the right choice of destination. He'd picked it because it was the birthplace of his parents, but upon seeing it for the first time, he'd wondered if he'd made a big mistake. It was as far removed from the United States as one could get. Simply getting off the plane had been an experience in itself, the heat enveloping him in a stifling blanket the moment he emerged. Traffic was another thing that was going to take some getting used to. There didn't seem to be any laws except every man for himself. Tuk-tuks and motorcycles darted in and out of traffic like salmon heading for their spawning grounds. There were pluses, though. Everything was dirt cheap compared to the States. Having young Arnav at his beck and call cost a mere $75 a month. Elsewhere in the house, he had Rhea, the young woman who did the cooking and cleaning. That set him back another 100. With the rent coming in at only $1,000 US per month, he could afford to live like a king here for the rest of his life. He'd chosen the 3-bedroom apartment purely because of the location. It was close enough to the center of Hyderabad that he could be anywhere within half an hour, even when pitted against the sea of vehicles that washed over the city every day. The place was bigger than he needed, with 3 reception rooms and 2 bathrooms, but its relative quiet allowed him to get on with his work. Not that he considered it work, by any means. It certainly didn't pay anything. Not yet, at least. Farouk's passion was ones and zeros. When it came to writing code, he had few equals, which was why the CIA had hired him years earlier. His time with the agency had come to an abrupt end when a supervisor with a grudge had planted a bottle of whiskey in Farouk's desk drawer and canned him, but not before Farouk had written a backdoor into their computer systems. It was from the CIA's coffers that Farouk had stolen $50 million, money that had originally been meant to fund the agency's illicit programs. Instead, he'd used the cash to help Ava Driscoll in her fight against the Executive Security Office, the most powerful organization on the planet.